There are many things that will come to distract you. Do not fall into those distractors. That is why we said we need to focus our eyes on him. Colossians chapter 3, that was our text, and we'll continue with it. But I'll also take you back to Exodus because I want to speak to us today about Moses' relationship with God. In the same, no, sorry, verse 3. If then, it is Colossians 3:1. And this is what he says. If then you are raised with Christ, if then you are raised with Christ, other fashion will start, since you have been raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, or set your eyes on spiritual things that are above. Amen. Where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God, and he is seated at a place of honor. That's what we saw the other fashion told us last Sunday. So set your eyes on things that are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Amen. You died. You are no longer living. Your past is gone. That is why you are taught to set your eyes on things that are above, because you did not just die, you were also were raised together with him. And the same power that raised Jesus from the dead, it is the same power that is exerted in you. That is the power that has raised you to a new life, and that new life puts you in at a place higher than this earth. Amen. And it is important that we keep understanding that although we live on this earth, this physical body lives on earth, but the real us, that are spirit beings, unless we do not want, we are supposed to be living with him where he is seated at the right hand of the Father, because he did not leave us here. When he raised us and sat there with him. And Ephesians has also confirmed the same scripture. So it is not right for you, a child of God, to want to live here on earth at the expense of living in the heavenly place. Amen. And that's why I keep telling you, although you went to school and you learned certain disciplines and you are an expert, you are called a lawyer, you are called a doctor, you are a mechanical engineer, or whatever professions you have, do not forget that knowledge you acquired is earthly. There is more knowledge above that you can tap into in that profession, so that you do things in an extraordinary way. Bwana Yesu asifiwe. Are you understanding me? It is not that I'm crazy or too spiritual, but I'm telling you the truth that is in the scripture. Amen? And unless, until we will realize that, then we will live on this earth and not enjoy our benefits. We will struggle like other people the way they struggle. And that's why I don't like the word hustler. And I wish the president would stop calling this a hustler nation. Someone can reach him. Please tell him, we are not a hustler nation. Amen? We are not. Because we do not hustle. We have a God in heaven who has got good plan for us, who thinks well towards us, and who has purpose and planned that we shall prosper when we are here on earth. And because we are citizens of this country, it doesn't matter how many we are, if it is only this congregation, for our sake, God will bless our country so that it's not a hustler nation, but it's a blessed nation. Come on. If you read it, if you truly believe that and you want to clap, you can do it better than that. That is why I am saying and I insist, we must stop being physical. We must refuse to operate like ordinary people. The Bible calls you an ambassador. An ambassador of who? Christ. Where is Christ? Seated in heaven. An ambassador comes from where? From his country of origin, and he is released by the king of that country to go and represent that country in another country. So if you are an ambassador, you have been sent from heaven to come to this earth so that you may represent this earth. Amen? Now, an ambassador, when he is sent to another country, he does not go and incorporate the rules and the regulations and the laws of that country. He is immune from their laws. He is governed by the law of the country where he has come from. And that is why if a criminal commits a crime, or someone commits a crime, and the government is chasing him, if he runs to the American embassy or any other embassy, they cannot pursue him inside. Are you aware of that? They would need the cooperation of that government or that embassy to release him. But they cannot enter because that is not their country. The embassy is in their country, but that is not their country. I want to speak to you today. You are on earth. This is not your country. Are you hearing me? You represent another country that is higher than this country. And that is the heavenly country, where Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father, hallelujah, and you are seated with him. He has released you to operate on earth as his representative. And that's why I said you must not believe that you are a hustler. That's a message of a country that is on earth. And I will tell the president, even if he's seated here, I will tell him, please, Mr. President, from the point of the scriptures, we are not a hustler nation. We are a blessed nation. And we refuse to be a hustler nation because we understand where we have come from and what we represent here on earth. Hallelujah. So as a child of God, set your eyes on the things that are above, where you came from and where your king is seated, and you have equal presence and rights because he is not seated alone. The Bible says you are seated together with him. Amen. He has delegated his authority. And you have the right to exercise that authority here on earth. Amen? So don't be satisfied with the few blessings that you encounter here on earth. Don't be satisfied with few encounters that you have here on earth. There is more in heaven. And that's where we should be setting our eyes on, so that we live on earth, but we operate like heavenly people, because that's who we are. We are heavenly beings. Amen? If we do that, we will change this world. We will attract it to ourselves. Amen? Because they will want to see what is the difference between you and them as you invite them. Just telling them that there is eternal life, which they will get after this life, is not sufficient. They need to be more convinced why they should leave what they do to join you. If you don't have a testimony, if you don't have anything to show them, if you cannot be able to tell them these are the blessings that I've received from heavenly places, they will tell you, then why should I join you? And I'm comfortable where I am. I want to challenge us this year. If we set our eyes on things that are above, on Him who has called us, and accept to operate like Him here on earth, we will transform the world. Amen? For the heavenly, for the things that are in heaven are meant to be for us. Where He is seated, we were told, is a place of honor. Who doesn't want to be honored? We all want honor. The best honor is when God honors you. Amen? Because you have chosen to identify with Him and not with anyone else. You are not pursuing wealth and riches on this earth. You are pursuing Him and His glory. Then it is His responsibility to open up the treasures of heaven that are unlimited for you. And that's why I said, I don't like the word hustler. Because you should not be hustling. In that business, you should not be hustling. You should not be doing it like other people. If you are truly a child of God and you are obeying His laws and you believe in Him, then exercise faith and believe Him. I'm not saying you don't work hard. You have heard me before. Anyone who does not work, he should not eat, the Bible says. But equally, we don't trust ourselves. We don't trust in our hands. We trust in Him, but we use the hands He has given us to work. Amen? And as we use them and apply faith and focus on Him, then He releases His favor upon us and we become extraordinary, so that your shop is favored of the Lord. You don't need to go to the devil. You don't need to go to the witch doctors to acquire some medicine to apply in your shop so that customers can come. No. You are higher than that. You only need to be a prayerful person, that every morning you remember to commit your work to the Lord and believe that He will bless you. And stop confessing negative things. You cannot continue to say the economy is not doing well. Which economy are you referring to? The one from heaven or the one on earth? And which one do you operate in? So if you are operating in this economy, it is not doing well. But if you are operating from the economy in heaven, then you don't say it's not doing well because it lacks nothing. Amen? So you stop confessing what the people of the world, who have no right to focus their eyes above because they have not been raised together with Him. So they will focus their eyes on the things that are on this world. They will focus their eyes on what is happening. They will interpret things the way they were taught in school if they are economists. They will look at the way things are. They will look at the balance sheet and interpret it the way they have been taught here on earth because they are operating on this economy. But you and I, we are operating in a different economy. Amen? And in that economy, we believe what God says, not what the world tells us. So even when things do not seem to be working for them, not for you, for you, they are working. And I like the prayers that Pastor Russo prayed this morning. For those of you that want to own properties, want to own houses, believe God. Don't say it is a long time to invest. Don't say it is a long time to start building. You don't need to have money to build. You only need to have faith in God, and He'll supply. Hallelujah. So go and start that construction. Pastor, they are called what? The QS, Quantities Affairs, Figures. The architects have given me, it is going to cost me 20 million, 10 million to be able to construct this house. Please, that's okay. They are using the system of this world to do their calculation. If somebody asks you, where is your money? It's not in the bank. It is with your Father in heaven. Yes, and you have access to His account through Jesus Christ. So I would encourage you, stop fearing. Go and start that project as it is. Amen? If you have money to dig the trenches first. You have started the work. Bwana asifiwe. That is faith. Do you know what will happen? He will supply the next requirement, before you realize the foundation is done. And then you say, everything is finished. But then you remember, I am not of this world. You look up to Him. And He supplies 2 lorries of stones. Don't wait for the 4th one and the 3rd one. Use those ones that are there. That is faith. You use what is in your hand. Moses was, what is in your hand? Because God will use what you have in your hand. But more so, what He is looking at is your faith and your focus on Him. Do not forget that it is not what you do on earth. It is not the work that you do. It is not the knowledge that you have. It is by setting your eyes on things that are above that will unlock the blessings that are unlimited in heaven. And extraordinarily, you'll find yourself doing things that you surprise everybody else. And by that, then, that is the testimony. And that is what will attract people to this kingdom. They will want to know, what is it that you do? And then you tell them, I can tell you. I'm ready to show you. I have set my eyes on things that are above. I belong to a different kingdom. Would you like to join this kingdom? Who will not want to join a successive person? They will. And you tell them to kneel down and you pray for them. You tell them that's the way. Then you teach them to set their eyes on things that are above. And God start blessing them. We are called to transform this world. We cannot transform it with the knowledge and the understanding and the experiences that we have acquired here on earth. We have to set our eyes on things that are above. I know I've labored on this. It's not that I don't have any other word to share. But I believe that even if now we go home and we apply what we have had, this 2024 will be a different year. Don't be satisfied. Don't feel good. Even if you walk in the presence of God here on earth, don't be satisfied with that. No, there is still more with Him and in Him than you can imagine. So pursue and pursue Him. That is why when you set your eyes, the focus is not just on the blessings. Actually, the focus is on Him because the blessings are in Him. Amen? And I told you, I'll tell you about Moses. So quickly, we can close with this. Remember Moses? He had a conversation with the Lord one time. Exodus 33, verse 15. No, Exodus 33, let's start from verse 12. Then Moses said to the Lord, "See, you say to me, bring up these people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. Yet you have said, I know you by name, and you have also found grace in my sight. Now," please note there, now 13, "now therefore I pray, if I have found grace in your sight, show me now your way." Look at what Moses is asking. He's having a conversation already with the Lord. The Lord has already told him he knows his name. What a joy for God to speak to you and tell you, "I know your name. That your name is Grace. I know your name." What a joy would it be for the Lord to call you by his name. And then he tells him, "And you have found grace and also found grace in my sight." This is a conversation Moses is having with God. Perhaps you would not want anything else. If God knows your name and he has found grace in your sight, you would be satisfied. But look at this man. He tells God, "Show me your way, that I may know you and that I may find grace in your sight." God has already told him he knows him and he has found grace, but he's still telling God, there is still more grace in your sight and more way in you. "And consider that this nation is your people." This man is an intercessor. He's also interceding for the nation and reminding God, "This nation is your people." And he said, God now answers him, "My presence will go with you and I will give you rest." Amen. What a promise. "I'll give you rest." But is Moses satisfied? No. Then he said to him, "If your presence does not go with us, do not bring us up from here." Already, God is with them. But he's telling him, if your presence is not going to be with us, let us not make a step from where we are. We are not ready to venture anywhere else without your presence. So give us that assurance that as we step out, we are not stepping out on our own. We are stepping out with you and your presence. "For how then will it be known that your people and I have found grace in your sight, except you go with us? So we shall be separate. So we shall be separate, your people and I, from all the people who are upon the face of the earth." What distinguishes you from all the people that are on earth? It is when God is with you and his presence is also with you in that business, in that office, in that profession. His presence is with you. That will distinguish you or separate you from the rest of your colleagues who depend on this earth. "So then, the Lord said to Moses, I will also do this thing that you have spoken, for you have found grace in my sight, and I know you by name." You can see? This intercessor is finding favor from God. And God is saying, even this thing that you have now asked, I will also give it to you. That is why we should never be satisfied with the blessings that we receive. Those ones are for now. There is still more. Ask and God is going to give you. I'm not saying that you be greedy or not contented. But don't focus on those blessings alone. Those ones are to assure you or to show you that there is still more and that you can ask. Amen? That is why your eyes must be focused on Him. Because all the things that He has, all the things that you would need are in Him. And then He says what? And He said, please show me your glory. Bwana Yesu asifiwe. God has assured him, even this thing you have asked, I'm giving you. Amen? But Moses is now saying, now look, if that's what you are going to do, there is one more thing that I need. Now show me what? Your glory. Show me your glory. That is the prayer that Moses is asking. And I want to challenge us, Church of Jesus Christ. We are normally satisfied with little things. We are satisfied with a miracle for that one day. We are satisfied with a prophecy from that prophet who prophesied over your life. And even the prophecy has not been fulfilled yet. And you are seated there still, excited about it. And you are satisfied. I want to announce to us, there is no one on earth that can give you all that you need. Amen? There is one thing that no human being can give you. The glory of the Lord. Amen? Even if I demonstrate it here, it will not be for you. Perhaps it is only for me. You need to personally tell God, now show me your glory. Now that you have saved me, now that I have believed in you, now that I walk in your presence, now that I have set my eyes on you and you have blessed me here on earth, there is one thing that I have not experienced. Show me your glory. Amen. What Moses is telling the Lord, reveal to me your personality. Amen. Reveal to me who you are. Because you are in your glory. Glory is not a light or an excitement or a one-off feeling. No, it is the personality of the Lord. And Moses was telling God, now that I have found favor in you, now that you know me by my name, now that you have said you are going to go with us, now that you have answered my requests, only one more thing. Your personality. I want to know. I want you to show me. Bwana Yesu asifiwe. Time is against us. Because I don't want to keep you. But listen to what the Lord said. Then He said, I will make all my goodness pass before you. Bwana Yesu asifiwe. God's personality, God's glory will make all His goodness to pass. Amen. Before you. What a joy for God's goodness to pass before you. It cannot leave you the same. When His goodness comes, it comes to encompass you, to fill you, and to favor you in all ways. So He tells him, yes, this is what I will do. Where are we? I will make all my goodness, 19, pass before you, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you. I'll be gracious to whom I'll be gracious, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. Amen. Well, of course, as you read through, to discover that God will not allow him to see his face. For no man can see me, he says, and live. And the Lord said, here is a place by me, and you shall stand on the rock. So it shall be, while my glory passes by, that I will put you in the cleft of the rock and will cover you with my hand. While I pass by, then I will take away my hand and you shall see my back, but my face you shall not see. Let's jump to 34, verse 6. All from verse 5. And the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there. God is answering his requests and his prayer. He now comes in the crowd and stood with who? With Moses there. And proclaim the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord, God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abounding in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving in iniquity and transgression and sin, by no means clearing the guilty, and also visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and the children's children to the third and fourth generation. So Moses made haste and bowed his hand toward the earth and worshipped. You cannot experience his glory and not worship him. You will become a worshiper. Amen. So if you are not a worshiper, know why. Perhaps you've never experienced. And then he said, if now I have found grace in your sight. And remember, God has confirmed that severally. In your sight. Oh Lord, let my Lord, I pray, go among us. Even though we are stiff-necked people, and pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us as your inheritance. Look at this man. He is not selfish. Once he got into the presence of the Lord, he did not tell God, now give me that car, now give me that whatever, now do this for me. He is an intercessor. He remembered there is a nation, there are people. And he tells the Lord, although we are stiff-necked, we are bad people, but please have mercy on us. Accept to go with us. Pardon our iniquity and our sin and take us as your inheritance. I want to challenge this church to carry the Spirit's of an intercessor, so that you can be able to stand before God and intercede for the nation, particularly our country. It requires people who are committed and who decide to appear before God. And when I say as an intercessor, it's not just waking up and kicking your blanket and saying, now I'm going to intercede for Kenya. And you have not been praying. You have been eating throughout. You have been insulting and abusing people. You have no relationship with him. Look at Moses. Where is he interceding from? The presence of God. You cannot get results outside the presence of God. You want this country to be liberated? You want the economy to grow? You want the leadership to change to godly leadership, people who fear God? You want corruption to be removed completely, eradicated in our country? The only way is if you take the matter before God and decide, I am going to intercede, but you cannot intercede where you live on earth. You must rise to the level where the glory is, so that then he reveals to you and assures you, I am now with you, and you have grace. Now, if God tells you, I know you, you have acquired grace, then you can now intercede and tell him, but Lord, we are stiff-necked nation. We are stiff-necked nation. We have sinned against you, but Lord, pardon us. Don't listen to every prophecy of doom, of judgment. And I'm not saying that there are no prophecies of judgment. Yes, they are there. But God refused things so that somebody can intercede and avert the situation. So don't join them that Kenya is doomed. Kenya is going to fail. Now, if Kenya fails, who is going to fail? It is you. You are Kenyan. So hear the prophecy and then purpose to be an intercessor and go before God and intercede. We must close. Take us as your inheritance. May that be the prayer of us today, that the Lord will take us as a nation, as his inheritance. That way, the devil, his agent, the globalists will not take our land. Amen. Some religions that have vowed to convert this country into their religion will not succeed, because you are there. Don't be scared. They will pronounce things. They will say, we are taking over. And indeed you see them taking some businesses. But we are still more than conquerors. We can ascend to heaven and decide, this is not going to happen. Amen? You only need to go before God and tell God, this is what I want. Take these people away from us. Some of them are even foreigners who have invaded our land. They have evil intention. They are taking our resources. Why should you sit there and allow them to take your resources? Where will your children and your grandchildren live if Kenya is taken today by other foreigners and other religions are introduced in our country? Where shall your grandchildren be? You cannot afford then to sit there idle, lamenting, complaining. You must arise and pray effectively with your eyes set on those things that are above. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. You've taken an extra 11 minutes, but it is in order. Sinisawa? Situsimame. Make a commitment. Don't be satisfied with what you have. Tell God, I want to see your glory. And purpose to walk the path until you get there. Father God, we come before you. We are like the Israelites. A stiff-necked nation. We are guilty. We have sinned against you. But we ask that you pardon our sins as a nation. And Lord, go with us. And we plead that you make us your inheritance, so that those who are planned to take over this land, those who have planned to introduce wickedness, even in our schools, targeting our children with immoralities, they will not succeed. And today, as a church, we commit to intercede, to pray effectively, to seek your face for the sake of our land. And Father God, we ask that you now judge the wickedness that is in this country. Mighty God. The leadership that is wicked and evil, both in the church and in politics. Those that have sold their souls to the devil and have vowed to sell our country to the devil. We stand here as a church today and declare they will not succeed because we are the children of the Almighty God. And we believe we have an assignment here on earth. And we come with authority given to us by Jesus, not just to scatter them, but we also uproot them, we also overthrow them, we overturn them, and we declare they shall be no more in our land. And Father, we ask that the Lord rejects them, that our waters reject them, that the sun reject them, the moon and the stars fight against the enemies of the kingdom of God in our country. Today, we put a stop and we declare they shall not advance. They will not take our economy. They will not take our land. They will not steal our resources. What you have given us belongs to us and our children and our grandchildren, and those that will come even in future. Kenya is not theirs. It is not for sale. We refuse to allow any politician to sell our inheritance, to sell our land, to sell our resources. Lord God, you know them that sit in boardrooms and they plan how they are going to sell our resources. Today, we declare they will not see the light. They will not see the light. It will not happen. And those that have sold, we reclaim them back in the name of Jesus Christ. Let everything that is done in darkness be revealed. Let it come to the light of the covenants and the contracts they have entered into. And God, charge them for what they have done. Thank you, Yeshua. We dedicate our country to you. This is a nation under God. You chose it and you set the boundaries. You placed us here, God of heaven, different tribes because you love us. And every tribe has a mission and a purpose. May we be united to become one. We cannot be divided by politicians. We refuse them to divide us. And we pray that God, you raise a leader after your own heart, a Cyrus who will advance your cause, or a David, God of heaven, who is after your own heart, that you rule, govern according to your will, according to your plan, and according to your purpose. Reveal those hypocrites. Reveal those wicked who double it, oh God, that they are on church on Sunday and on Fridays and other days they have visited. They are witch doctors. They've gone to the Freemasons' halls. They have sold their souls. Lord, we pray that is a time they shall be revealed. Make it uncomfortable for them. Let the fire of God burn in this country. Consume every evil. Lord, this is our prayer. This is our desires. We continue to pray during these days of prayer and fasting. May you open our eyes and reveal to us even the hidden things that we may be able to pray with wisdom. And effective. We pray this in Jesus' mighty and holy name. Bwana Yesu asifiwe.